Lesson 3, why government spending doesn't work. In Lesson 1, we learned that all economies use capital. The difference is in a free market, citizens own the capital. Under socialism, the government owns everything. Government spending is always inefficient. It's not a Republican or Democrat thing. It's human nature. Let me explain. There are three types of purchases: first, second, and third party. First party purchasing means you're spending your money to purchase a product or service you intend to consume. Naturally, you're concerned about both price and quality. Second-party purchasing means spending someone else's money on something you intend to consume, or spending your own money on something someone else is going to consume. In the prior example, you aren't at all concerned about price because you aren't paying, but you sure are concerned about the quality. In the latter example, you are concerned about the price because you're footing the bill, but since you're not consuming it, you're a little more flexible on the quality. Third-party purchasing is when you're spending someone else's money to purchase a product or service that someone else is going to consume. Consequently, you're neither concerned about price or quality. All government spending is third-party purchasing, and by its very nature is concerned about neither price nor quality. That's why there's always waste, fraud, and abuse in government programs. Socialism has never worked. Ask yourself, whether it be the USSR, Cuba, North Korea, Venezuela, why is every socialist country run by a dictatorship? And why has socialism failed in every country it's been tried? Socialism is evil.